Hello and welcome to Finding Focus, conversations on photography in Scotland. This is a new podcast made by me, Christina Webber. I am a visual artist based in Edinburgh. I've lived here for almost 10 years now. And this essentially aims to be a really informal chat between me and a handful of photographers that I admire, talking a bit about how they kind of found their way into the photography industry and on a particular project that I have asked them to talk about. This is definitely an experiment at this stage, and due to the current situation, I do not have access to some of the equipment that I would like as we're all in lockdown, but I thought it would be a good opportunity to just get the first few out there anyway. As I think people could use a pint and a chat right now, so please let me know what you think. All feedback is welcome. I really want to make these better and continue to improve, so yeah, any support or advice would be great. In this episode, we are talking to Erin Semple, a fantastic lens-based artist living in Glasgow. Erin is currently on the New Photographers Guild program with Street Level Photoworks. She also has recently undertaken a residency at Cove Park. In 2018, Erin graduated from Glasgow School of Art. And the year before that, she co-founded Fresh Focus at Stills with myself and Zoe Hamill. Thank you so much. Please enjoy. This is Finding Focus. I wanted to talk to you specifically about the Project 24 that you shot entirely on your 24th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to maybe give a wee intro to the project and why you decided to shoot it and what you kind of had in mind going into it and just a little kind of...
I mean, I didn't really have, this is, the time where I didn't have any thoughts about or, massive research into a project. I was like, I'm going to be 24. There's 24 hours in a day. You also get a 24 exposure rule of films. Oh, what a coincidence. that was basically it. It was just, I'm going to be 24. There's 24 hours in a day. You also get 24, exposure film. Let's take a photo every hour that I'm on my 24th. Birthday. So yeah, that's kind of the idea behind it. It's not really a very well formed idea or well researched. It was one of the things I was like, I want to do something just because I want to do it, and that's one of the times I've done it. So
big dick energy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna do something just because I want to.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't really, I just made the work, I put it on my website, I haven't shown it, I haven't talked about it. It was just something that I made, and then I was like, I think I showed it at uni.
I think you showed it at Fresh Focus.
Oh yeah, I made a zine. I made a zine because I was just obsessed with bookbinding. So I made a zine out of it as well. I made it, but it wasn't really something I shared or exhibited or made sellable, because I was like, it's just pictures of me on my 24th birthday.
But it's so good. genuinely. That is kind of the joy of it. I've got so many things to say. When you got your film processed and you looked at the images, what did you think? Was anything revealed to you? Or was it just, oh yeah, that's that day, that was nice? Or what did you think looking at the pictures?
I don't really think I really had many thoughts about them, because that day was actually really shit. So my 24th birthday, I just felt really lonely. I got into an internet fight on the day before, so most of my energy was kind of focused on that. Yeah, it was weird. There was a photography page that has a Facebook page and a YouTube, and they are very male-centric, and I posted a comment on YouTube being this is because it was an interview with another male photographer, surprise, and I was like, oh, it'd be really good, to see a female photographer interviewed, be really interesting, just because, I did really like the channel, liked what they made, but I was just it's just another dude, can you just you just do one with a female photographer, please. Oh my god. And I commented and I'm just like, oh, like, it would be really nice if you could do a video with a female photographer. And they deleted it, so I made the mistake of going onto their like Facebook group and being like, so why was my comment deleted? I felt like that was kind of fair criticism. And then spent the whole day with like white art bros telling me that art and photography weren't political and that I was stupid and we don't want centralist Marxism and all this sort of stuff. And I was just like, I just wanted to like see an equal representation.
They but just one.
Which like, I literally just won. Like, they literally hadn't like interviewed or spoken to a single like female photographer. Like, it's a dude who makes videos, all of his friends are dudes. Like, in the videos, like the other photographers he talks to are always dudes, and I'm like, he lives in London. Like, there's loads of really interesting female photographers that live in London, work around London.
Or just anywhere.
Or just anywhere in the UK.
It's not like you have to be in the capital.
It's not, yeah, you don't have to
be a female photographer.
You don't have to be there to find. But I was like he's going to know some. Like, he's going to know some, like, amazing female photographers. Why isn't he sharing their work as much as he's sharing his, like, dude bros work? So I thought it was a fairly fair criticism. And then his whole, the kind of argument was like, oh, I deleted the comment to like stop, to protect you from this backlash of all these like white straight dudes like harassing me on the internet for just being like, it'd be kind of nice if you also spoke about like women's work, and you can argue that women aren't making any work that you're interested about, but maybe if that's the case, you should widen your like field of like vision and like maybe look at something that maybe doesn't interest you straight away. They have done one since then, and I have totally like basically stopped watching the YouTube videos and engaging in that part of like the Facebook internet, because I was just kind of like, I was like, just it's not that like you have. It's just the fact that there's just like, oh, there's no female photographers that interest me. Like, they're not making any work that I'm interested in. Like, you can't live in an echo chamber of like just the type of work that you like, and especially when you have like that such larger platform. And I just think there's like quite an energy at the moment about like film photography has become like so much more like popular. It's like become a thing, but I feel like it's very much become a white dude thing, and like all of the kind of like representation of, I see of like, you know, like popular channels that deal with this or stuff like that, they're all like run by men. And you know, fair enough, maybe they're the only ones that like had the idea to do it, you know, because maybe like some women didn't want to do it. But it was just the fact that I was like, it would just be kind of nice for you to interview a woman just once. And I got like a bunch of backlash for it. So that's how I spent my 24th birthday, okay. Was like trying to do this project and then also arguing with white guys on the internet about photography and whether it was political and whether or not, like, you know, a really popular, like, widely outreaching platform should include women or not. That's how I spent my 24th birthday. So when I got the film back, I was just kind of like, oh, that was that shit day. Like, I just, yeah, I don't...
That makes me so sad, because genuinely, the 24 frames, I think every one of them is perfect. And like, I just think that the project is so complete.
So, but I mean, these aren't even really questions. I guess these are just things that I want to kind of tell you about the project that I feel. I guess, I kind of want to see how what you think about the points that I'm going to make. I think when I look at the project, a picture being taken every hour, and a lot of them are self-portraits or selfies, to use the colloquialism, the word of the year, 2017? It might have been. I think it says a lot about kind of where we are today. Like, to me, it doesn't seem bizarre that someone just would take a picture every hour of the day anyway. Like, yeah. That's the thing. Like, that doesn't seem like that bizarre a concept, because we are so used to documenting every bit of our lives for whatever reason. So I think that it's a really fascinating project because you've done that as the structure, but I think people do that anyway through like, I mean, maybe not waking up at like 1 or 2, 3 in the morning, but then some people, like, they would do that, you know. So for me, I think it says so much about our persistent need to document our surroundings and this kind of fear of everything being ephemeral, and I think that that comes from digital, the kind of digital world, and the fact that everything does kind of vanish after a set period of time. But I also think because the project is fundamentally on your birthday, as you're getting to the age of 24, and so it's also intrinsically about time and about maturity and about age and about growing. And I think that there are two images in particular, which if you're watching this on a YouTube film, hopefully will be coming up shortly on screen. And if you're not, just imagine and then look them up later. There's one image of you where you're looking in the mirror and your shadow is kind of reflected on the wall, mm-hmm. or kind of cast on the wall. And that one to me so perfectly kind of reminds me of the Peter Pan shadow, like Peter Pan, like the boy that never grows up, and like it's fantastic to me because it has such visual references to me to that whole scene in Peter Pan where he's trying to catch a shadow and Wendy's trying to stitch it back on or whatever. And then there's the image, I think it's two later, of you kind of dancing or standing on the bed, and that totally also looks like the shadow in that scene where the shadow is like dancing around the room and escaping. And to me, these two pictures are so fantastic because they kind of, maybe this is me, you know, totally just going on my own brain voyage, but a project that is about time, that is fundamentally about age, and that is about such a kind of an important period of your life, you know, your early 20s, growing up is a huge concept forever, and especially now millennials are kind of consistently infantilized in every respect. But these two images in particular, that's like Peter Pan's shadow dancing around the room trying to escape being tied down. And I think that that says so much about our current climate of young people not being able to have permanence, not being able to have solidarity, because we're all renting, we all have zero-hour contracts or part-time jobs or don't know what we're doing, and it's kind of a perfect representation of, for me, about so much of what I think young people now deal with. Would you agree with that? Were you not absolutely elated to see these pictures?
No,
and like,
I mean, I guess I had maybe had a bit more distance from it because it wasn't like a good day, and then also like, as much as I make self-portraits, I actually still really struggle with making self-portraits and looking at myself, so I guess I just, but I totally see it, and also I totally love that scene. It's like my favorite, like, yeah, from Peter Pan. Like, that was always the scene I loved watching the most, so I totally see it now, and I wish I could be like, yeah, I'm totally smart enough to come up with that visual reference all by myself. Yeah.
But you have done it all by yourself. You've literally taken the pictures, you have created that and recorded that. And I have got that from those pictures. Like 100%, as I saw those pictures and I was like filled with joy and delight, because to me that is Peter Pan's shadow that is in that mirror and that is dancing away from you. And that said a lot to me about youth and about kind of innocence and about, you know, all those ideas of being young and carefree. And yet I wouldn't say that the whole project is young and carefree.
Yeah.
There's a lot of images in there that are much more contemplative and much more foreboding, and to me portray kind of the more, not dangerous, but the more kind of foreboding elements of the future. But those two pictures, I think, were a perfect pair that just reiterate that when you're 24 you're still also kind of a child and you kind of want to be forever, and yeah, I just think it's a fantastic body of work that you could only have made once and you can never make again, and for that purpose as well has such levity to it for me because it's one of a kind, and that I think is also increasingly rare in a digital kind of era where you can replicate stuff and tweak. You can't tweak that. It's now there and it will always be like that. And for me, it's absolutely perfect. So that's just amazing because you can never change it or remove bits because it's complete. Yeah, so thank you. That wasn't even a question. That was just a big ramble about how much I love it. Do you have any plans to make anything from it, any more zines or any prints or exhibit it anywhere?
I was quite surprised when you said you wanted to talk about it, because I just didn't think anyone really, like, noticed it or knew it was there. I guess I kind of, like, was just like, this is the thing that I made. So, yeah, I guess I could do something with it, but currently no plans to do something with it. Yeah, I did, when I showed it at GSA, there was, like, brief discussion, like, oh, this would be really cool, like, to exhibit this way, but I don't currently have any plans to do it because I never really thought anyone was interested in it. So.
I'm interested in it. If I had a gallery, I would be like, come and show it at my gallery. Unfortunately, I do not. But if anyone's listening that has a gallery space or that has some secret funding from some weird pocket of money that wants to put a show on for Erin to present this work, please do. Come forward, tag all your rich friends, and I want more people to see it because I think it is a perfectly formed nugget of kind of time. I think a lot could be written about it and taken from it. So thank you. We're gonna have to kind of go because we're going to a thing. But I think we do have a decent chunk of stuff under our belt. We have covered many topics. I feel like I've talked too much. Apologies, Erin. Is there any last things you wanted to say in like 2 minutes or less? Oh, no, sorry, a question, something that I did, I'm trying to ask everyone, is what would your advice be for emerging photographers or people entering the scene in Scotland that perhaps don't know anyone? It can seem super cliquey and super weird, and if you're not in there, I think it can feel very intimidating. So what advice do you have for anyone listening that wants to get to know people?
To get to know people?
Well, get to know photographers and share their work and get known, you know.
I think anyone would be thrilled if you emailed them and said, hey, I'd love to chat about your work, because, yeah, I don't think anyone would turn you down. If there's anyone that you really like or admire, just shoot your shot. Is that what they say? Shoot.
I think that's about shots. Like,
I don't know. email people. Just, like, get in touch. Like, no one's going to find you. Like, no one's going to find your work if you don't share it, if you don't apply for things. No one's going to find you or, like, speak to you if you don't go out there. And although it can be scary and intimidating, you know, if there's anyone that you really like the work of or really admire, like, just, you know, send them a wee email. Just be like, this is cool. If you're ever free, I would love to get coffee with you. Because, like, people like that. People want to support young people that are emerging in the scene that they themselves are in. So, yeah. If you want, you can email me, aaronsample1@gmail.com.
That's
go for a coffee with you.
That's literally like exactly what other people said. Like, it's so nice. Everyone's like, email me. We all sound so lonely. It is true though. Literally the worst thing that can happen from you approaching someone saying you like their stuff is that they maybe think you're a bit weird, and that's only if you do it in a really weird way, and I've done that before. It's like that's the worst case scenario, and it's still a good scenario.
If they think you're weird, the thing they're most likely going to do is just not reply to
exactly
you know?
Like, literally nothing bad can come from telling someone you love their stuff.
Yeah.
That is a very strong point.
If you're feeling more outgoing, you can obviously like go to like events, and then like you can like meet people that way. Also, Instagram is great for meeting people.
It is.
There's loads of people that I followed on Instagram, and then they followed me, and then I like met them in real life, and it is kind of this weird thing. You're like, oh, I know you, but they also know you, because there's this exchange. There's this reciprocal exchange. They follow you, you follow them. Like, they see your name, and like, they get a wee bit of dopamine when you like the photo, serotonin, whatever it is. But yeah, like, Instagram's also a great way to like meet people or kind of like engage with people, and there's so many people that I've met in real life who I first followed on some internet platform, and then when you like introduce yourself, you'd be like, I follow you on Twitter, I really like your tweets, or I really like your Instagram feed. And it just is like, yeah, that's a way you can do it if you want to do it in person and you don't want to like cold email people. You can also do that. Most people are really friendly, and if they're not friendly and they're mean, you didn't like them anyway. You don't want to be their friend
but,
if they're mean.
But I genuinely can't imagine anyone being mean from an Instagram message. Like, it's true, I think Instagram is a total privilege, and especially if you approach it in the right way, it can be a really good way to make like photographic connections, but also just friends and people that you share things with. Yeah, I've been meaning to write about that for a long time, because Instagram is a total gift, depending on how you use it, but if you use it in a good way, it's really beneficial to everyone. Okay, we've got to wrap up. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening, if anyone did listen. So that's us.
Bye.
All of Erin's bits will be in the text. Look at the text.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Finding Focus. Thanks also to Lawrence Turner for producing the lovely intro and outro music. And finally, just a really big apology to everyone for having to listen to that terrible audio quality in the pub. As much as I think it was a nice idea to record these in a pub, the sound issues are just way too troubling for me. So yeah, I appreciate everyone bearing with, and don't worry, lesson learned.